From the studios in Bentonville, Arkansas, you're listening to 8th & Walton's Retail Supplier Podcast. Each week, we discuss the issues facing Walmart suppliers and bring you solutions from industry experts. Visit us online at 8thandwalton.com if you have questions about today's podcast. And now your host, Jared Davis.
It's great to be with you again. Thank you so much for downloading our little show. Okay, we're going to get right into it this week because today's show is very important for Walmart suppliers. Here's what may be happening to you in the next few weeks. Someone from your accounting department may send you an email and ask, "What is this new charge we're getting from Walmart?" Now, your first thought may be, it's got to be some on-time in-full penalty. But if you're actually getting a new penalty from Walmart, it could be for non-compliance somewhere in their Supplier Quality Excellence program. I hope you've already heard about it and you're already checking your compliance before the actual tracking starts in February, but we've got some good news. We, 8th & Walton, are hosting SQEP seminars for Walmart suppliers. And on today's podcast, we're going to learn more about SQEP and talk with the four experts conducting the seminars. I want to introduce them to you right now. First off, brand new to our podcast, Mr. Levin Eubank. Great to have you here, sir.
Thanks for the invite.
Also back with us is Tiffany Henderson. Hey, Tiffany.
Thanks for having me.
And you know our old friend Joel Graham. Hey, Joel, thanks for coming back.
Thank you, Jared. Glad to be here.
And it's always great to have back on the show Mr. Terry Clear. Hello, Terry.
Happy to be here, Jared.
Okay, let's start out with some of the basics. And Levin, since this is your first time with us, we'll start with you. What is Walmart's SQEP?
SQEP, the Supplier Quality Excellence Program, is being designed to drive out unnecessary handling costs coming into the supply chain, ensuring that packaging and load quality and PO information is accurate coming in to ensure that the product can come in, be processed, be put on a trailer, and shipped to the store in a timely manner without any friction in between.
Okay. Well, Joel, I want to direct this one to you. Under SQEP, what are those specific areas that Walmart is looking at suppliers to improve?
Well, there'll be phases. So the SQEP program will deliver in phases, and some of those later phases really haven't been talked a lot about from Walmart. But phase one, PO accuracy, and the ASN accountability. So those suppliers that aren't doing ASNs today should immediately begin having conversations with their EDI providers or whatever that needs to happen so that they become ASN compliant. Phase two will be the labeling barcode accuracy. So making sure that your shipping label is accurate, making sure that your case label is scannable and accurate. And, you know, I'll defer to my friend Levin here who worked in the DCs. When a case comes in, if I can't decode that label on that case to identify what that case is, that just stops the whole system and the product has to be yanked off wherever and be put over into an area called problem freight, which then just clogs up the whole system. Huge issue for the DCs. If I'm one supplier, it doesn't seem like a big impact, but one supplier times 1,000 in a day can really affect a distribution network. And then phase three, scheduling and transportation, possibly some .com conversations around accuracies there. But more to come from Walmart on that.
Terry, it looked like you were about to say something. Did you want to jump in on that?
Well, yes. Just to add on to what Joel said, I like to think of it in three general categories. I know it's going to be rolled out in phases, but category one relates to data and data accuracy. Category two relates to items and item accuracy, especially G10s and UPCs and that type of information. And then phase three presents transportation. It's boxes and pallets and load shifts. And that's generally how it's going to be rolled out.
Anytime Walmart sets up one of these new measurement initiatives, they always put out a great dashboard for suppliers to use. Now, you all have already been out there and familiarized yourself with the new SQEP dashboard, right?
Yeah. So what's nice about the dashboard is that the overall splash page, the initial page that you load into, has a familiar feel to it. It looks very much like the OTIF dashboard that was just recently redesigned and relaunched. There's a left menu, with some icons that are similar and the same as the OTIF. On the right side, there's a filter and a download button. There's an ability to change the timelines and filter by those timelines. So it's pretty simple and straightforward. It's measured in a percentage of PO accuracy at this point for the SQEP dashboard, defects per million. So if I have 10 cases that come in over on the PO, then I might get a fine for, let's say, $240. There's also a icon that if you click on it, it actually measures the defects and calls those specifics out by PO number. So pretty simple so far. I expect that this dashboard, just like OTIF, will get additional things added to it as the SQEP program matures in 2021. And to add to that, Jared, all suppliers should go ahead and log into the SQEP dashboard in RetailLink under apps and just begin to familiarize themselves with it. Even though the SQE program is not launched yet, February 2021, the dashboard's out there. So we can get ahead of this thing and by familiarizing ourselves with it. Also, if you have a defect, they are starting to measure that in a pilot program. So you very well may log into your dashboard and see a quote fine, unquote, that is going to be reality in the future, isn't going to be levied for the moment that we know of. So again, get in there and start looking at the SQEP dashboard. And I'd also advise suppliers to get in there and look at the ASN dashboard scorecard that's also relatively new, just to be familiarizing themselves with that. Because the ASN dashboard will also have a monetary fine that could be in addition to other fines that are out there.
So, Tiffany, we've touched on this a little as we've been talking about the dashboard, and I know it's the biggest question right now for Walmart suppliers, but how will the suppliers be penalized for not meeting the new SQEP expectations?
So, as of right now, the penalty is $200 per PO and $1 per case on that PO that's impacted. So, fines can add up fairly quickly when you consider that some POs can have hundreds of cases on it.
Okay. And Terry, you and I were talking about this a little bit. It's really not something the suppliers should be surprised by because the information's out there available right now.
Well, just to maybe touch a little bit about what Joel said, he's correct in that the program goes live in February. But what that really means is the penalties become actual starting in February. The dashboard in the program is live now for suppliers to view and find out where their opportunities are and get them corrected before the penalties start accruing in February.
Exactly. This is the opportunity now to work with your item file, confirm accuracy of all of your data that gets shipped through Walmart before people start getting dinged for missed information.
So I mentioned at the top of the podcast that the four of you are going to be hosting seminars for Walmart suppliers about SQEP, answering their questions, telling them a little bit more about the program. Levin, what can you tell us about the upcoming seminars?
We're currently putting together a seminar that will cover SQEP, looking at the PO and accuracy process, and making it very clear to the audience that we're going to cover the things that we know are factual. We want to make sure when they leave that they understand the PO accuracy portion of it and the ASN, the penalties and the fees that are going to come from that. Talking about the different defects, there's a total list of 20 defects under the PO portion alone that can be charged. Now, some of those, there are 16 of them can be hit on any type of work stream, but there are four that are specific to, you know, for example, DSDC freight only or a .com facility. But the rest of those things can be fined to any type of facility. We're going to talk about the item accuracy as well as go into the barcode and labeling and talk about the defects that are currently being looked at through the inbound quality portion of the industry, program to look at the different things that are being held accountable now that will more than likely come across to the fee phase and the labeling as well. And then phase three of the rollout being the pallet build and packaging, talking about that, and then some prep for e-com. And then lastly, the scheduling and transportation portion of it, which those are the phases that Walmart has listed for the vendors. It's out there right now in the packaging guide. So the secondary packaging guide has a legend out there that shows when phase one is. It talks about phase two, three, and four, but it does not give a date when those rollouts are going to be. So in that 3-hour class or seminar, we're going to talk about the topics of SQEP and make sure that the people attend have a general understanding of the things that are coming and how they can be prepared, checking their item file, going into the portal, the things that they can do ahead of time to be prepared.
I've got one last question, because we've talked a lot about the new penalties as they relate to PO accuracy and labels and barcodes. But we've got suppliers listening right now that may be putting bad information into the supply chain this week, and it's not going to come back to hit them as a fine until, you know, March or April or May. What can that supplier physically do today to check the accuracy of their packaging information?
I think one, besides just the basic item file accuracy piece, I would walk out to my warehouse and get a copy of a label that goes on a case and compare it to what is in the packaging and labeling guide, and get a shipping label and make sure, go element by element and make sure it matches exactly what's in the shipping and labeling guide. That is one person doing one job to get everything right that's going to save you a lot of heartache later.
And to Terry's point, I think that kind of footwork ahead of time, because again, the PO is going to be a big chunk of it, but the barcode and the rest of the things that come behind it, just because the barcode's on the box doesn't mean that it's accurate in the item file. It doesn't mean that when you scan it, that it reads what it says it is. And that is another thing. The vendor doesn't test their barcodes. They're given that from a packaging company or their packaging people. Because I've had that discussion. When I scan your barcode with the ScanDit app, it reads it's a different format than it's supposed to be. Do you test your barcode? No, we do not. Well, there you go. So yes, absolutely. So every component of it, taking the secondary packaging guide by Walmart and making sure that your information follows it, is accurate to it, and is compliant to it, because all those things that are in there will become line item fines.
I would say check your case label and check your shipping label for 100% compliance.
All right. Well, just a reminder, I've got a link in our podcast description where you can sign up for the SQEP seminars hosted by Ethan Walton. They're going to be happening in February and March, so we hope your whole team can attend. I want to thank Levin, Tiffany, Joel, and Terry for all the great information today. We look forward to the seminars, and Walmart suppliers, we look forward to visiting with you again next week. Stay safe out there.